Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I think it goes without saying this has been a tough week for just about everyone. I want to thank everyone for their support and for listening to all the breaking news this week on WSB Radio and their support with the fund that we set up for Chase Maddox's family, the Locust Grove officer killed in the line of duty, survived by a wife and now two children. She just gave birth to their second child. So thanks to everyone with their donations to the fund that we set up. And if you want to donate, you can check out the links on WSBradio.com. Person that was very instrumental in setting up the funds that we did for the Maddox family is Joel Larsgaard, executive producer, assistant producer, associate producer with Clark Howard. What's your title now?
I just say producer, man.
Just producer?
Yep.
You've been with Team Clark for how long?
11 years.
And you're just producer.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you assistant traveling secretary. How about that?
I like that.
Assistant
It's got a nice ring to it.
Like George Costanza for the Yankees. Joel Larsgaard, 11-year member of Team Clark Howard, really helped me get the website set up because you knew of that site that is actually better than GoFundMe. They take less money than GoFundMe. So we're able to funnel money into that. Thank you for that, by the way.
Less money to overhead, more money to the family, and yeah, I'm all about that.
Exactly. So good job. And you've kind of, 11 years with Team Clark Howard, you've kind of learned the ropes, the in and outs when it comes to consumer advocacy and saving money and all that. And you're taking that knowledge, or you've taken that knowledge and turned it into a podcast. So even though you're just a producer and
just
not
a producer,
assistant to the traveling secretary, you've got a new podcast now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the podcast is called Pour, not poor, as in pour a beer. So P-O-U-R, yeah, not P-O-O-R, and which is kind of hard to say when you're on the microphone. Yeah. And it comes to the core philosophy. I'm doing it with my best friend, Matt, doing this podcast with my best friend, Matt. And you can listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts, iTunes, wherever you want to download podcasts. And essentially, the core of our message is there are things that you can do in your life to actually save money for the future, but still live the life you want to live right now. And that's the essential core philosophy of what we talk about on the podcast. And we've only got 6 episodes out right now, but we're coming out with new episodes every week. And our goal is to empower the listener, empower consumers to change their lives and make the changes in their lives necessary, not just to be able to retire at 65. Because I think there's a lot of people out there right now, and that even feels like a pipe dream, right? I want to retire at 65, mm-hmm, but I can't save enough to even do that.
Yeah.
And so we want to help people think through, how do I change things in my life now so that I can, yeah, maybe actually retire at 65, but actually change the trajectory of my life currently.
I don't enjoy craft beer. Will I still enjoy the podcast?
Yes, I think so, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the correlation between saving money and craft beer. Explain that to me.
So, okay. Well, first off, the reason we started the podcast, my buddy Matt and I, we both love talking about money and we love talking about beer.
Okay.
And in every episode, we crack a beer. So we're talking about money while we drink a beer.
Nice.
And so we were like, at the very least, it's an excuse for two best friends to get together and drink beer and talk about what we like to talk
okay,
about.
Yes.
So, but it also comes to the core philosophy, which is to save money and to live a rich life.
Yeah.
You don't have to cut out everything that you love. And I feel like sometimes in the financial advice movement, that's the story that gets told. Deprive yourself now. There's always the latte thing, right? You can't buy Starbucks if you want to retire at 65.
Yeah.
You can't do this. You can't do that. But I think there...
You're blowing up that myth is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You certainly can't do everything.
Sure.
Right? You can't take the highfalutin vacation and drive the super expensive car and do everything.
Why are you looking at me when you say that, by the way?
I mean, you drive a very nice car, Mark Arum. But you can choose the things, and you can. And our goal is to help you come up with a philosophy and think through what purchases you make and how they affect your life, so that you can make wise choices and live the life that you actually want to live. I think one of the big issues is people make default choices that they
give
see.
Me an example.
So like you see everyone else around you gets a new car. You're like, well, I mean, I guess that's the thing to do.
Sure.
That's what everyone should do. Right. And you don't stop to think about what your money means to you and what you actually want out of life. For instance, if I just told you I got back from 3 weeks of traveling in Asia, you might think, wow, I can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I'm just saying.
I can't afford to.
Yeah. You think you can't. But that's always
that's what I do in my life. We're talking to Joel Larsgaard from Team Clark Howard. He's got a podcast out called Poor, P-O-U-R, not poor. So I drive a nice car. I bought it used.
Yeah.
I take nice vacations, but not international vacations. So those are the things that I spend money on, but I also will try to save money in other ways. So I don't have the perfect balance yet, but you know, I don't take 3 week vacations in Asia. I take a week at the beach in Florida.
And that's cool. It depends. But do you want to take a 3 week vacation in Asia?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
not
fine.
Yet. Maybe someday.
But that's great. But here's the thing. There's a lot of people that might want to, and then they feel like they can't. And they can't because they bought a $30,000 car that they're paying off over a 7-year loan.
So what have you found out? What are the big mistakes that people are making that will prevent them from retiring at 65?
Yeah.
I mean, you say you can still retire at 65 and have that latte at Starbucks. Where are they wasting the money that could be going to retirement?
Sure. And I think it's going to be different for every individual. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to, and Matt and I provide a lot of advice and a lot of, I think, inspiration on how we tackle money on the podcast. And so hopefully you can glean some things from that and decide to make some changes to your life. You don't have to do everything that we do because your life's going to look different than ours. But I think people put a lot, far too much money into their housing, into their car cost. Those are the biggest two things.
I'm glad you brought that up. So I can afford to live in a bigger place than I do now.
Yeah.
I bought my place in 2004.
Yep.
My housing costs are extremely low, and that has helped me accumulate a lot of wealth for retirement because I don't have a $4,000 mortgage.
Yes.
You know, I've got a $1,500 mortgage. When I could afford a house with a $4,000 mortgage, but so that's an extra $2,500 a month that I am not paying into costs that go right into retirement.
Yeah, when my dad first moved down to Atlanta, he got a new job, his first big job.
Yeah.
And I remember he got some advice from people at work, and they said, you know, buy a house that's maybe a little more expensive than you think you can afford because you're going to get raises and promotions and such. And, that's just terrible advice. That's terrible advice.
Yes.
And it led to a lot of like money heartache for my folks growing up. And so there are people that go to extremes on this, right? And they say, no, buy a duplex and rent out the other half.
Yeah.
And basically,
I'm not having a roommate.
Yeah, essentially have someone pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
There's all these ways that you can think about money differently and not just do the same thing that everyone else does. And one of those things too, just to stay in your house longer because the transaction costs of buying and selling homes is so astronomical.
Exactly.
If you can just stay in a house for a long period of time, that's going to be one key way to retire on time.
Talking to Joel Larsgaard, 11-year member of WSB Radio and Team Clark Howard. He's got a podcast out called Poor, P-O-U-R, not poor. I know you're fantastic at your job, but I also know that Clark Howard doesn't pay a lot. So on your limited budget, how have you been able to save with a wife and kids? How have you been able to save for retirement? What cuts or decisions have you made in your life that are allowing you to save for retirement?
I'll say a couple things. Yeah, first, in radio, most people don't get paid a lot.
Exactly.
So people, I think sometimes people listen and they're like, well, that's not possible for me because I don't get paid as much as that dude gets paid or whatever. But we've never made more than $75,000 combined, my wife and I, on our taxes. And I think that hopefully that helps people think, you know what, I can do it too.
Sure.
And so a couple of the major things that we decided to do was live in small homes. We've lived in small homes the entire time. We have two kids and we live in 1,300 square feet with one bathroom.
Yeah.
And it feels a little cramped sometimes, but that's a
and
choice
you're
to make.
You're 6'6", so it's really cramped.
Exactly. Exactly. My girls share a room.
Yeah.
People used to do that all the time.
Sure, absolutely.
Families used to live in smaller houses.
Yeah.
We've just become accustomed over the last 40 years that home sizes are supposed to be.
So housing costs down.
Yeah, housing costs down. And then another thing, find ways to make side income.
Okay.
And so for me, it was every 2 years, I would move into a slightly larger house, just slightly larger, like 100 square feet larger, and rent out the home before that. And so I'd make money every month being a landlord, essentially. And there's all sorts of different ways.
How many rentals do you have right now?
I have 3 rental properties.
Wow, that's so cool, man.
And our ultimate goal in the beginning of that, Mark, was so that my wife could stay home so that she wouldn't have to work.
Yeah.
And it's worked out that way. Yeah. So for a lot of people think they can't make that choice to have kids. One person's got to
Well, the wife has to want to stay at home also.
Certainly. Yeah. It's not, that doesn't work for everyone again, but it worked for us. And my wife works now, but we wanted to have that choice.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted her to be able to say, I want to stay home and be able to do that.
And I know you don't splurge on transportation because I see what you come to work in every day.
Yep.
Sometimes it's on a bike. Sometimes it's on a scooter. Sometimes it's walking. Sometimes hitching a ride.
So I will say that's another thing too that people don't consider is riding a bike.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people that's just not realistic for their lifestyle or for their commute, but it probably is to go pick up groceries or to do this or that. And you know what? It's good for you mentally. It's good for you physically.
I tried to ride a bike to work. It doesn't work at 3 a.m.
No one else on the road, man. Yeah, that's the perfect time.
It's dangerous. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, it's a little dark out.
But so the point is, Joel, that you've made these decisions, you know, I'm going to lower my housing costs. I'm going to lower my transportation costs. That allows you to be a beer snob and have expensive beers. And
exactly. Sometimes we'll drink a $20 beer on the podcast and people are probably like, you're the money saving guy. What are you talking about $20 beer for? But it's because that's what we've prioritized. We prioritize that. There's like literally when I boiled it down, there's just a few things that I prioritize. And I mean, one of the things is not working 60 hours a week so I can spend time with my family. And I think sometimes people tend towards that just so they can meet all their goals. Change your goals so that you don't have to work 60 hours a week. You know, if your goal is to spend more time with your family, there's ways to do that. But then, riding my bike to work has been a big part of it, cutting down car costs.
And you look great. It keeps you in shape.
It's been great for me mentally,
too. How old are you now?
33.
Are you in line to retire when you want to retire? What's that perspective look like?
Yeah, my goal is financial independence by 40.
Wow.
That's my goal. So that literally I will keep working. I think work's a great thing. And I think sometimes in our culture, the way people talk about work, they don't talk about it well and they make it sound like it's this awful thing. But my goal is to at least be financially independent so I can do whatever I want to do and work if I want to just do a podcast with my life.
And have 2 more kids.
Maybe. We'll see.
Really?
Maybe one more. I don't know. We'll see.
You need a guy.
They're the best, though. Love him.
You have 2 girls, right?
2 girls,
yeah. You need a boy.
I totally have a boy.
A large Swedish boy.
Maybe Mark Aram Larsgaard, probably.
Can you hang on one more segment?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Joel Larsgaard from Team Clark Howard here. His podcast is Poor, Not Poor. We'll be right back. It's Friday edition of The Mark Aram Show. Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Aram Show. Mark Aram at your beck and call till 9 in the p.m. here on WSB. And now available 24/7 on the WSB radio app. If you have a smartphone, you can download podcasts. And I suggest Poor, Not Poor, P-O-U-R, not P-O-O-R, with host Joel Larsgaard, who joins us on the Friday show. Joel, longtime friend of the program. Used to make appearances on my show. What happened?
That's right, man. And you used to be on in Connecticut back in the day.
I know.
And that was fun, broadcasting to at least 12 listeners.
Yeah. We went up from 4 listeners to 12, though. So we did
the ratings
stuff
up big time there.
Joel's got the podcast I mentioned, Poor, Not Poor. Get it on iTunes, anywhere you get podcasts. He's worked with Clark Howard for 11 years, and he's absorbed that knowledge, helping you save money. Big financial boom coming in my life coming up is going to be that tax return, the refund that I'm getting. I'm very excited about that. That's something you guys talked about in the podcast recently, tax refund.
Yeah, and most people in the United States are going to get $3,000. Some are going to get more, some are going to get less, but most people get a refund.
Yeah.
And that's probably the biggest time for most folks that they've got a little slush fund that they can do whatever they want with. And so we kind of went over some of the basics, like how should you handle this? What should you do with your tax refund? And there's a couple things I think people should think about. First, you should change your withholding so that you're getting less of a refund, because it's better to have that in your monthly budget than in one fell swoop.
You're giving the government a free loan is basically what you're doing.
That's for sure. And there's more opportunity for identity theft right now. People are getting their refunds stolen. You've experienced that.
Exactly.
And their refund gets stolen and essentially they're not able to get it for at least 18 months from the IRS. So try to keep that in your regular paycheck. But if you are getting a big tax refund, there's a couple things you should do. And the main thing you should consider is paying down high interest rate debt. Do that first with your tax refund. Use a small portion to blow it on something fun, 10% maybe to blow on something fun, on some great beer, a plane ticket to go see somebody, you know, to see a friend or whatever, blow it on something fun. But essentially, you want this money to be going towards high interest rate debt and some of those awful things that are burdening your life. Yeah. You can change your future with the tax refund.
I can't tell you, I've been debt free for a long time now. And I was saddled with, when I graduated college, I had approximately $80,000 in credit card debt because I charged my last 2 years of school on credit cards.
Wow.
And the relief when you finally become debt free. I still have a mortgage, so I'm not completely debt free, but no car payment, no credit card payments. It's remarkable. So yeah, I echo that. Pay down as much debt as you can.
It feels so good.
It is.
Even just to not get all the mail.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That you have to open and like hate every time you got to open all these pieces of mail that you're getting in your mailbox.
Very cool.
So
Joel, as always, we thank you. You're a valuable asset to Atlanta, WSB Radio, and the Mark Arum Show especially. And the podcast is called Poor, Not Poor. 6 episodes in, you're enjoying it?
It's been a blast, man. Yeah, and just go check it out. Love to have you listen and comment. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun creating it.
You're the man.
Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. All right, hang tight, folks. News, weather, and traffic next. It's the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.